Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Twitter ups its troll patrolling game. Its latest measures straight ahead.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So Twitter is taking an even more proactive approach in finding trolls these days. It's been a big effort of the social media company for quite some time. Its latest move is aiming to make its platform a safer, more hospitable place. And joining us now from San Francisco with more is the Wall Street Journal's Deepa Seetharaman. Hey, Deepa.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So Twitter has been at this troll slaying for some time, and it's been relying on users to flag content, among other methods. But I understand it will start using software. What's the latest?
So Twitter, over the last few months, has been rolling out a variety of different changes to try to get its arms around this problem of abuse on the platform. Mm-hmm. And so what they did was announce a plan to use an algorithm, to use software, to basically find users who harass people, and then proactively, without them having been flagged by somebody, and take some steps to reduce their visibility or their functionality of the account.
Have things been going better? Have they had success applying machine learning to help curb abuse in general?
So it's a little bit new for them. I think, last month they rolled out different measures to stop abuse. One of those changes was, if you were to look at the replies of a tweet, they would hide the abusive ones, mm-hmm. and that is something that's powered by machine learning. So it's new. It's still a little early to tell. But it's something they're trying right now.
And what about the human element? Will it add more options for actual user control with this new rollout?
Yeah, Twitter is trying to do a lot of things. There's a lot of different aspects to Twitter's abuse problem. One of which is, the actual abuse itself, and another is not wanting to see that abuse, which is what changes of a month ago kind of helped with. Mm-hmm. But there's a third aspect to that, which is people feel like Twitter isn't taking care of them or doesn't care. Yeah. And so, they don't know what it is Twitter is doing once they flag or report something. So they're trying different ways to make it very visible to the user that their reports have been received and they're being reviewed. So now when you go into your notifications, that notifications tab, you would see a little message up top about the abuse reports that you've submitted to Twitter. And it would, I think, ultimately be able to give users it's an effort to give them a little bit of confidence that Twitter cares.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Deepa Seetharaman about the latest efforts from Twitter to patrol trolls. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. We talk a lot on this podcast, just about the struggle with growth Twitter has been having. Is there any glimmer of hope that that's changing, or could a more hospitable atmosphere change that? What's the sentiment among analysts?
I think there is the belief that, if Twitter were less of sort of a playground for trolls, there would be more people comfortable communicating on Twitter and using it. But, that's a little bit separate, I think, from there's a, larger problem about the functionality of Twitter. Like, what is the average person, somebody who isn't a media personality or a news publication, mm-hmm. or an actor, public figure, what does the average person need Twitter for? And that is still a big outstanding question. I think that Twitter has started to talk less about growth and wanting, its overall user base to grow exponentially, and more about, hey, we have this base of loyal users. We want to keep them, and we want to make them happier and happier. So they've been focusing a lot more on the daily active use number. It's mm-hmm. not a number they've released, but they talk about the growth in that number in percentage terms a lot, and they say they've seen that seen that grow over the last couple of quarters. So that to Twitter seems, you know, that is a sign that they're doing good by their loyal users.
It's a good place to leave it. We'll see where it goes. Deepa, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Deepa Seetharaman. She covers all things social media for the Journal. That'll wrap up the Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.